It happens every year soon after the cherry blossoms turn the tidal basin pink. Out come the annual employee viewpoint survey forms. Now is when federal managers need to ask themselves how they deal with employee feedback. One way can solve many problems. You're happy. Another way can create an agency full of disgruntled whistleblowers. I discussed the survey and its implications with Mallory Barg Bowman, Research Director of the Partnership for Public Service.
The 2016 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey will come out probably in about two waves. That's what happened last year, at least. One version came out in April and one came in May, and they're the same survey. They just come out to different agencies at different times. And this is really an outstanding opportunity for employees to communicate how they feel their agency is operating. You know, everything from work-life balance to compensation to views about their supervisor. This is a confidential way for employees to tell their story. And there's going to be a new group of leaders coming in. There's a lot of anxiety among career employees about that process. And this is really a way to make sure that their priorities and their perspectives on their agency is heard.
Now, when people answer these questions, do they only have multiple choice, or can they say, is there a place to put in narrative and say, you know, my boss is really creating a terrible atmosphere here, or this kind of thing, or name names? And if they do, does anybody read those?
Sure. So the employee viewpoint survey is done on a Likert scale, so a 1 to 5, and those results are available to managers. Some agencies are also experimenting with what we call pulse surveys. So at different points in the year, they get ongoing feedback from their employees to get that type of qualitative information. And frankly, that's been a way for managers to show that they're really paying attention. You know, we often say that the employee viewpoint survey tells you the questions to ask, but it doesn't necessarily tell you the answers. A lot of times when managers have taken the time to sit down with employees, and particularly when they've gone out to the field locations, sort of left D.C. and had those conversations one-on-one, we've really seen tremendous improvement both in manager-staff relationships as well as in the way that employees feel about their workplace.
So suppose you're a small bureau manager and the scores aren't that good. What's a good response? Do you go back to people individually, or do you call a meeting and say, look, we're doing lousy. Am I the problem? I mean, what's a good way to actually get the feedback that's more specific?
Sure. So we've found that when managers sit down with employees and have that, you know, town hall meeting, or even do HUD did some of this over social media, that employees really do respond. It's also a great tool to build relationships between management at the and the unions. One of the exciting things we saw at Department of Labor this year is that the secretary took a real interest in engaging with the union and went on and had a series of strategic conversations. And the union has said that this has profoundly strengthened the relationships. One of the union leaders said in 40 years at the agency, he's never seen this type of commitment from management. And so not only did the DOL management, were they able to make changes that really mattered to employees, those relationships that are built and the trust that was built through that those conversations are going to benefit the agency in years to come. One of the tools that leaders have accessible to them to sort of see where they are is there's a question on the survey, which is actually question 41, and it's a question that says, I believe the results of the survey will be used to make my agency a better place to work. And what that survey is it's a really good proxy for trust that the workforce has for senior leaders. And it's a good way for a leader to know, how do my employees feel about how I'm going to use the results of the survey? Government-wide, the score on that question is 34.6, which is really, really low. And the scores range from, in 2015, they ranged from 23 all the way up to 82. So that's a huge range. So if I was a leader going into this, you know, final month before the FEVF, I would look at what my response rate on the question 41 was and start to talk to employees about how he or she plans to use the results of the 2016 survey. And if possible, you know, demonstrate and share some examples of how they used the results last year. You know, the employee viewpoint survey is not a huge time commitment, but it does take time, and employees have to feel that it's worth it.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman. She is Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service. And Mallory, if someone is at an agency that has a really great score, we tend to focus on what to do if your agency has lousy scores. But if you have good scores, is it worthwhile delving in anyway to make sure that you don't stop doing what it is that makes your place get such good scores?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So those agencies that have a score up in, you know, in the 80s, you know, it's important to keep doing what they're doing and communicate, you know, on an ongoing basis what it is about the employee viewpoint survey that really makes a difference. The employee viewpoint survey, which is led out of OPM's Office of Planning and Policy Analysis, you know, is no small commitment on the part of the federal government. It's a large undertaking, and it is a tremendously important undertaking. It's, you know, one of the only ways that managers can look on an ongoing basis for trends in how their workforce is doing, and it provides a really valuable tool for agency leaders, particularly during a time of transition like we're seeing right now.
And because the partnership itself does so much post-analysis of this survey and some of the partners you bring in like Deloitte, we should probably point out that it is a federal government survey. It's not something the partnership initiates.
Right. That's exactly right. The partnership itself, you know, as you mentioned, we do the best places to work in the federal government rankings with Deloitte, and we rely heavily on OPM. OPM is the one that does this, and they really have this commitment to it, and it's a partnership that we're tremendously grateful for. And they surveyed last year about 400,000 federal employees. So the robustness of the data set is tremendous. There's some additional agencies like GAO who voluntarily do their own survey. They're not required by law to do it through OPM, but they voluntarily do their own survey and then actually provide the data to us to so that they can be considered as part of the best places to work in the federal government.
And I'm going to ask you if you'll just go a little bit out on a limb and maybe try to predict what trends might be in the results this coming year, because you've got an election that is, well, by all accounts, not a pretty sight that's been going on, the primary elections. And you've also got some pretty big scandals that are still cresting and breaking and having implications at some of the big agencies. And so I wonder if we can maybe just go out on a limb a little bit and predict what might happen.
Sure. So last year we saw the first improvement since 2010 in the results. It was really exciting. We saw, you know, a statistically significant improvement in satisfaction and commitment, which, you know, really we felt reflected that the workforce was really feeling positive about the situation in which they were working. That had come after several years of downward slide. So the other thing that we do see is within individual agencies, when there is a scandal, when there is something going on, you see that reflected in the results. We've always known that leadership is the top driver of satisfaction and commitment. And so if there's a scandal involving a top leader, if the employees are feeling beat up in the media, really victimized as part of a larger political battle, you'll see that in the data. So time will tell, but we will certainly have to see what happens in April and May when the survey's out. The survey will go until early June, I think, and whatever's happening during that time will definitely be reflected in the survey. And I think it's really a way for the public to see how much some of that media attention, some of that federal employee bashing does really profoundly affect how employees feel.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.